Home equity loans. Home equity loans are a source of funds using the equity built up in a home. The original mortgage loan remains in place. The home equity loan is junior to the original lien. It is an alternative to refinancing and can be used for a variety of financial needs, such as to finance the purchase of expensive items, consolidate existing installment loans on credit card debt, and pay medical, education, home improvement, or other expenses. If the homeowner refinances, the original mortgage loan remains in place, and the home equity loan is junior to the original lien. A home equity loan can be taken out as a fixed loan amount or as an equity line of credit. With the home equity line of credit, referred to as a HELOC, lenders extend a line of credit that borrowers can use at will. The homeowner must consider a number of factors before deciding to secure a home equity loan, including the costs involved in obtaining a new mortgage loan or a home equity loan, current interest rates, total monthly payments, and income tax consequences. Financing legislation. Truth in Lending Act and Regulation Z. Regulation Z, which was enacted pursuant to the Truth in Lending Act by the Federal Trade Commission, FTC, requires that credit institutions inform borrowers of the true cost of obtaining credit. With proper disclosures, borrowers can compare the costs of various lenders to avoid the uninformed use of credit. Regardless of the amount, however, Regulation Z applies when a credit transaction is secured by a residence. The regulation does not apply to business or commercial loans or to agricultural loans of any amount. Under the Truth in Lending Act, Regulation Z, a consumer must be fully informed of all finance charges and the true interest rate before a transaction is completed. The total finance charge calculation, or APR, annual percentage rate, must include any loan fees, finder's fees, service charges, points, interest. In the case of a mortgage loan made to finance the purchase of a dwelling, the lender must compute and disclose the annual percentage rate, APR, could be considered actual percentage rate. Creditor. A creditor, for purposes of Regulation Z, is any person who extends consumer credit more than 25 times each year or more than 5 times each year if the transactions involve dwellings as security. The credit must be subject to a finance charge or payable in more than 4 installments by written agreement. 3-day right of rescission. In the case of many consumer credit transactions covered by Regulation Z, the borrower has 3 days in which to rescind the transaction by merely notifying the lender. However, this right of rescission does not apply to owner-occupied residential purchase money, first mortgage, or deed of trust loans. It does, however, apply to refinancing a home mortgage or to a home equity loan. Advertising. Regulation Z provides strict regulation of real estate advertisements in all media, e.g., newspapers, flyers, signs, billboards, websites, radio or television ads, direct mailings, that refer to mortgage financing terms. General phrases like flexible terms available may be used, but if details are given, then all details in the transaction must be disclosed, including rate, down payment, term, etc. They must comply with the Act. The APR, which is calculated based on all charges rather than the interest rate alone, must be stated. Specific credit terms, such as down payment, monthly payment, the dollar amount of the finance charge, or term of the loan, are referred to as trigger terms. These terms may not be advertised unless the advertisement includes the following information. Cash price. Required down payment. Number, amounts, and due dates of all payments. Annual percentage rate. Total of all payments to be made over the term of the mortgage, unless the advertised credit refers to a first mortgage or deed of trust to finance the acquisition of a dwelling. Penalties. Regulation Z provides penalties for non-compliance. The penalty for violation of an administrative order enforcing Regulation Z is $10,000 for each day the violation continues. A fine of up to $10,000 may be imposed for engaging in an unfair or deceptive practice. In addition, a creditor may be liable to a consumer for twice the amount of the finance charge, for a minimum of $100 and a maximum of $1,000, plus court costs, attorney's fees, and any actual damages. A willful violation is a misdemeanor punishable by a fine of up to $5,000, 1 year's imprisonment, or both. Equal Credit Opportunity Act, ECOA, the Federal Equal Credit Opportunity Act, ECOA, prohibits lenders and others who grant or arrange credit to consumers from discriminating against credit applicants on the basis of race, color, religion, national origin, sex, marital status, age, provided the applicant is of legal age, or dependence on public assistance. Furthermore, lenders and other creditors must inform all rejected credit applicants of the principal reasons for the denial or termination of credit. The notice must be provided in writing within 30 days. The ECOA also provides that a borrower is entitled to a copy of the appraisal report if the borrower paid for the appraisal. Community Reinvestment Act, CRA. Community reinvestment refers to the responsibility of financial institutions to help meet their community's needs for low-income and moderate-income housing. In 1977, Congress passed the Community Reinvestment Act, CRA. Under the CRA, financial institutions are expected to meet the deposit and credit needs of their communities, participate and invest in local community development and rehabilitation projects, participate in loan programs for housing, small businesses, and small farms. The law requires any federally supervised financial institution to prepare a statement containing a definition of the geographic boundaries of its community, an identification of the types of community reinvestment credit offered, such as residential housing loans, housing rehabilitation loans, small business loans, commercial loans, and consumer loans, and comments from the public about the institution's performance in meeting its community's needs. Financial institutions are periodically reviewed by one of three federal financial supervisory agencies: the Comptroller of the Currency, the Federal Reserve's Board of Governors, or the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation, FDIC. The institutions must post a public notice that their community reinvestment activities are subject to federal review, and they must make the results of these reviews public. Real Estate Settlement Procedures Act, RESPA, the Federal Real Estate Settlement Procedures Act, RESPA, applies to any residential real estate transaction involving a new first mortgage loan. RESPA is designed to ensure that the buyer and seller are fully informed of all settlement costs,